When I say reality, I mean the lower reality that we're all in 3D, okay, here. And it can be a healing. We actually have had a hurricane that reduces intensity. When everyone was saying it was going to increase its intensity, we had somebody who lived in the town of Paradise. And I'm sure Paradise is the city in the town in California that virtually burned to the ground, and a huge amount of the homes there just got incinerated. I mean, it seems like it was 98%. I mean, there was no town left. But one of our people who comes in as a greeter lived there, and his house was unscathed. Okay. And he asks for things, and he dedicated himself years ago because he discovered us and started coming to our calls, started being a greeter, and kind of like the first person that was giving like unconditional support. And he was trying to. Everyone goes through this period of thinking, can these guys be for real? I even go through that. I look in the mirror. Am I for real? Am I really doing this? And I have to say, yes, I am. And yes, Terry's doing it. But it took us a long time to say,
I didn't even understand what they were talking about at the start. I mean, they were so far advanced from where I was, it took them 10 years to get some stuff across to me.
They kept saying, can't we find someone that has better vocabulary?
I know. Can you learn more words?
But in any case, Terry does an awesome job. And she's gotten to be a much clearer and precise channel since we started. And, you know, you might sense she's pretty shy and reserved. And she's kind of gotten confident in being upfront and in the center. So on that note, we have a good list of questions for tonight. And let me see if there's any last minute questions. Let's see. No, we got all of our questions. So now I want to tell the new people, it's like the Elohim have a frequency. And every time we do a call, any kind of call, their frequency is on the line, as well as the Ra groups. But the Elohim is more pronounced. And the more you become familiar with their frequency, it's like developing a friendship with them. They really, that's really what they want. They want an equality. And from their point of view, many of you are heroes just for being in this realm. Oftentimes, the people that are attracted to our work are people that have incarnated from higher dimensions and don't remember that once they're in a body. And those people really, really get it, because they explain things that they know on an intuitive level, even though they haven't formulated it in their mind in a way that it's like part of their belief systems. But when they hear it, it becomes familiar. And then there's a awakening and an expansion that takes place over time, where as you tune into the Elohim's frequency, you are lifting into a higher dimension. And as you keep lifting into that higher dimension, you start to become familiar with it. And it starts to pervade the rest of your life. And that's when you start having miracles, synchronicities, because they're waking you up to you. It's not about following them. They're just setting, a higher, you know, that dance where people bend down and kind of go through a rod, or walk under a rod, or waddle under a rod. You know, it's like they're setting a higher rod, and you start to operate in a higher paradigm. And it doesn't happen right away. And then as you do that, you develop a rapport, and then you can end up having little or big miracles when you develop that relationship with them. But it's not that they don't do miracles all the time to punish you. There's a criteria of developing a rapport so the energy can flow. And it's not like, I'm going to do a miracle for Wynn, because Wynn's a nice guy. Okay, it's deeper than that. In any case, we have a little ritual, not ritual, little, I forget what you call it.
Invocation.
Our one invocation to the light to bring in protective energy. Father, Mother, God, we ask for the presence of the light. Surround and protect, carry myself and everyone on this line and everyone listening on BBS. Now, some of you, I just want to point this out. As soon as I stopped talking, did you notice an energy rushing in? If you did, then you're starting to become sensitive to them. We see ourselves in the flow of energy radiating from the center of the universe through the galaxies, through the Milky Way, through the solar system, through the outer energy fields of planet Earth, through our bodies, and into the center of the Earth. And right now, we invoke a group energy connection while maintaining the sovereign integrity of our souls. And we invite those sources that are positive, service to others, honoring the law of one, to join with us we create a protected space that only the positive has access to. Anything not of that nature must leave now. And do we have our sources present?
Yes, we greet you in the love light of the one infinite creator. We are delighted to see each and every one of you here. And welcome all of the people that are attending for the first time. It is our joy when we are able to connect with people of the third density. And we come in and some might ask, how can you tell that we are here? We have a specific set of energy frequencies in a very high band that are hard to see. However, when we interface with the third density and interface particularly with individuals, there is a light pink color generated. This is sometimes show up on camera as a pink light around a person. We take a moment and we come directly to each and every one of you who wishes to connect with us. If we ever say anything that doesn't make total sense to you, disregard it. Someone might have a question and another person might have the same exact question. However, we might have a different answer. The individuals may have a different answer applicable to them, depending upon their particular situation and their needs and their path in the third density. Do you have questions?
Yeah, we do. First question is, it's from Antonio in Chico.
Yes.
Why did I start crying when we were doing the water blessing?
This is in your subconscious, and you know it. But perhaps to hear it would make it open up wider for you, so you'd be able to sense your emotions. And it is a carry that occurred during the water blessing, a caring for you, a connection that was very precious, and it is a release for you of the emotions, a letting go, an ability, the connecting of an ability to reach out and to allow yourself to connect. This is the start. You can explore that further in the silence of your room.
Thank you. Next question. And this is from a person who is just identifying himself as a grateful listener. And it's kind of a general question, okay? And we have had quite a bit of discussion on this in the past. And I will kind of bring everyone up to speed about how they answered this question in the past. And then let's see if they want to add something to it. So the question is, what causes homosexuality, and when will humans gain the ability to change their sexual orientation if they so desire. So let me give you a little bit of our past answers to this. One thing is that we do reincarnate, and we have many, 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 many lifetimes. And at some point in our track, someone can choose to come in as the opposite sex. Or they were, in other words, they were a woman in a past life and they come in as a man because they want that experience. But they still have the energies of a woman inside them. And so they will tend to be more feminine, and they will, now remember, they're a woman, they're in a woman's body, and, no wait, they're
this
in a man.
A homosexual, so it would be a man in a man's body.
A woman in a man's body, okay?
Sex is something that is taken on, and it is a part of the body system, and then one can, in the taking on of a woman's body, get the feminine energies. And then if they have another lifetime and they have had a success as a woman and they enjoy the experience, and then they come in and they take on a man's body, they may still be manifesting the experience of the woman and the successes of the woman and how the woman handled different situations, and it is more familiar because they were successful in that role. So then they tend to take on, if they come in as a man, and then they've had a good lifetime, or it could have been a bad lifetime that they're trying to adjust and fix or recreate somehow. And then they can take on the role. Another way that this can happen is if a person, a being, is born in a man's body and they have had a relationship in the past with a certain person and they meet that person, and let's say that in the past life they were man and woman, and in the current life they might be man and man, but they had a successful, comfortable relationship. In the past, they may tend to pick up that. Resume that relationship. There's another thing that can occur, and that is during the development of the fetus and the baby in the womb and in the mother, there are certain development issues that didn't get handled correctly, with diet or some other exposure to ELF or something, which would predispose the body towards having the inclination towards feminine, even though it is the male body. And so this would affect the man, the boy, when he was born.
Thank you. And then he asked, when were humans gained the ability to change their sexual orientation? I think if you think about it in the way we're presenting it here, it's like, it's not like sexual orientation is, in a worldly sense, that's how it looks. But on an inner sense, a woman can be in a man's body, a man can be in a woman's body, and over time of having a lot of experiences in this realm, one has learned to incorporate the energies of both a man and a woman. They could be called, what's the word for that? Androgynous. In which case, they could actually experience both being passive or trusting. They have both. And if they chose to, they could experience sexuality in either way.
Yes. So, and so they can be successful either way.
Yes. So the thing about it is definitely not to think that homosexuality is wrong. And sometimes one is brought up in a way where they have judgments about that. And it's, in a worldly sense, and it's certainly getting less so now, but in a worldly sense, people can have judgments that can be homophobic, et cetera, et cetera. And it's like, that doesn't mean there's something wrong with that kind of expression. It just is the way the world is. And do our sources have anything they want to add?
There are sex change operations at this time where an individual, they may be a man and oriented as a female, and decide to take on the sex change operation. And this has been done a number of times. And this is an attempt to make an opportunity to change one's orientation.
Thank you. Next question here is from Jill in Rochester, Minnesota. 17 months ago, my 30-year-old daughter, Camille, Cammie, ended up in the hospital for 10 days.
Yes, this is Jenny.
She's asking a, it's from Jill, who's asking a question about her daughter, Camille.
Okay.
She ended up in the hospital for 10 days, very badly bruised and beaten. She initially told me that I was right about her boyfriend and that he was the one who had done that to her. She then freaked out, saying, "I just killed myself." And she shut down and refused to talk to me or to the hospital staff. In other words, she was so afraid of this guy, by turning him into her mother, she thought he was going to kill her.
Oh, all right.
That's the way I'm reading it. I didn't get an answer. The next day, she remembered what she had said, and it took 5 staff members to hold her down and medicate her to get her to relax. Since then, she has recanted everything she accused her boyfriend of, and to this day, she claims that she beat herself up because of the guilt she felt from a year earlier when she cheated on him. I'm just trying to get to the bottom of this. She has lied to me several times, and I no longer believe anything she says. She has gone back to this man, and they are planning to marry against my wishes and without my blessing. Did she inflict physical harm to herself, or is her boyfriend responsible? Now, let me just say something, Jill. You know, even though you're her mother, they will, it's unlikely they're going to tell you things that would violate your daughter's free will of you to know, okay? What they can tell you is, if you ask, how can I relate to this situation in the best way? They can answer that without being a detective agency solving the mystery of what happened with your daughter. Although it seems to me that he did beat her, and that she did decide to go back with him, and that if they want to answer that, it's fine with me. But I think the appropriate question is, how can I relate to this situation in the best way right now?
Thank you. Yes, you have seen the strong reaction that your daughter had to the original thing that she told you, and the way that she shut down, and the way that she then changed the story, that this is a we do not wish to betray the inner workings or how another person is responding. If the individual asks his or her own self, then we can have permission to go into it. Otherwise, we need to safeguard the privacy and the path the inner stream of consciousness and the way that they are working to move through lessons that they need to learn. We need to safeguard their privacy. There are other words we could use that would make this more clear, but the vocabulary here of Terry is not there yet. The best way to handle it is when you talk to your daughter, give her a lot of love, and based upon her strong reaction to what happened previously, know that this is a big issue. It is huge with her, and an area that needs to, she needs to have some gentle caring when other people and you are with her, and be alert to what she says, and from that, how it is best for you to help her. We send your daughter love and light, and we send you love and light, and we send the situation love and light. Thank you.
Yeah, I was going to say that, I'm going to ask you to our sources to back me up on this. The highest service, since she's going to marry this guy, might be to bless the whole thing and release it that it won't ever happen again. Because by doing that, you may be a force so that it doesn't happen again. Whereas if you reject both of them, you lose that opportunity. Now you have to decide that. You have to consider it carefully. But it's something.
Yes, to blame her or to accuse her at this point could only increase guilt or make it more difficult for your daughter. She needs you, and she needs your oversight and gentle oversight and watching to make sure she is okay.
Yeah. I mean, if the guy knows that you're connected to her, he may think deeper about ever doing that again. And you can put out in your thoughts that if he did do that, that the karma was released and they might have a successful relationship. People do, okay? And if you project that, you might be one who helps to bring that around, okay? But just pay attention, because by rejecting everything, it's like you lose your power. And that's not the best position for this circumstance. Okay, next question here. Next question is...
But we say one other thing. Be ready to catch her if she needs to be help.
Yeah. Let her know you're there for her.
Right.
And the worst position you could take is, I told you so, since she won't go to you, okay? You have to let her feel unconditionally accepted. Okay. This is from Alicia White. Where do beings go once the connection to the physical body is severed?
That is a great question. We have covered that time and time again, as many people, for instance, Bonnie and Corona, when somebody passes away in the town, they come to her sometimes and listen to the show and ask what happened to their loved one. And it is different in many cases. Each person is different, but yet there is an overall similarity that one transitions, one drops the tether connection to the body, and then the body is not connected to them, and they can go into the tunnel of light, which is a connection between the earth realm and the heaven realm or higher realms that can change when you're in the portal of the tunnel of light. It can change, bring gradually one's frequency higher until they reach the point that they can step off into heaven, and or even sometimes in a higher realm, and they can then find beings that they can talk to and can continue the progress. That is one possibility. Another possibility is that they just, very often this is what happens, they stay around and they try to speak with the people that they love, the people that are near to them, and often, most often, the people don't hear their words, and it is sometimes very, very saddening to them that all of a sudden they're not able to communicate. Some feel a great relief when they break the tether cord and go into the astral separate from their body. Because if the body was in pain, then they no longer feel that. In general, they no longer feel that pain, and they sometimes feel a very great relief and can sigh of relief and rest and begin to recover themselves from some sickness or some accident or some pain that has generally created the situation where they're no longer able to stay connected with the body. It depends entirely upon the being and the being's path. Some people don't really realize the tether cord's broken and they just kind of stay around the body and the body doesn't work anymore. And they just stay with the body. And eventually, sometimes it takes a very long time, they begin to disembark from the body and start to wander around and explore the environment. And many people don't realize that they're in the condition of being dead. And it's very puzzling to them that people can't hear them. So there are all different sorts of situations. If you have one situation that you're thinking of, when you increase your perception abilities outside of the realm of the senses of the body generally and move into the pineal gland and some of the remote viewing senses that can be had, then you can be able more to track beings that are outside and see ghosts and things.
Thank you. Okay. We have 3 minutes, and I have...
What about John's question?
I'm just going to address that, okay? I want to ask this question for a person that never asked a question before. That's very important, the first time they're on the line. And Don Herman and Dharmananda, I still have Dharmananda's old question, and Phyllis, okay? And Suzanne of Eugene, Oregon. We might have to ask that one again next week. That's a good question, an important question, okay? So I'm going to do a question now from Tammy Thompson in Mercer, Pennsylvania. Approximately in 1992 or 93, I witnessed an occurrence at my home in the basement. It was seen by others besides myself. At the same time, I never saw anything so beautifully colorful. I was stunned, silently watching as it rotated in the middle of the room. This only happened once. Can you tell me what it was?
So this had to do the basement of the home, and there was a rotating energy in the middle of the room. Is that correct?
A rotating, colorful energy. And it was seen by other people besides her.
Thank you. We need to zero in both in location and in time. We see that it was a breakthrough, a start of a portal into another realm, another reality. As everything is in the same space, and not the ship space, but everything exists in a way together, but it doesn't exist together because it is divided by frequency and energies. So there was a breakthrough of an interdimensional energy and life force into the area. And the colors of the rotation were the breakup of the different frequencies into light expressed there. And it was a consciousness. It was conscious. And it was spinning. And then it went back into its portal, into its realm. It was a bleeding between realms. And it was a consciousness.
Was it an angelic consciousness?
It was not from the angelic realm. It was from the interdimensional realm. But not from the angelic realm.
Mm-hmm. Okay, thank you. And I apologize to John and to Phyllis for not getting to your question. Submit it again next week. And to Suzanne, I think it was Suzanne. Oh, and David Ferringer, okay?
David Ferringer.
Yeah.
Hello, David.
Ask your question next
good
week.
To hear your, good to see you and your energy.
David, they already know you. Okay? See that? All right. So, on that note, we're going to go to Whole Planet Healing, and we're going to continue this good energy and maybe even expand it. And we always play. We don't always do anything, but we usually play an excerpt, or I read an excerpt from one of our archives. So about 5 minutes, and then we do a Healing the Planet meditation. And there's a group of people that are just regulars that really anchor the energy. The phone number for that is 712-770-4340, and the PIN is 250-513. And we'll see you there if we do.
This session is no longer being recorded.
I'm unmuting you.
Unmuted.
Thank you from Seattle.
Thank you.
Could you repeat that number, please?
712 770-4340. And the PIN is 250-513. Pound.
Thank you so much.
Okay. We'll look for you.